This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The United States has imposed sanctions on more than a dozen Belarusian individuals and entities. Reuters reporting the U.S. Treasury Department made the statement on Monday, joining Britain, Canada, and the European Union in applying pressure for human rights abuses and the erosion of democracy. Belarus plunged into crisis last year when street protests erupted over what demonstrators said was a rigged presidential election. Veteran leader Alexander Lukashenko has so far ridden out the storm with a crackdown. His grounding last month of a commercial airliner and arrest of a dissident blogger on board drew Western outrage. The U.S. Treasury Department, in a statement, said it blacklisted 16 people and 5 entities in response to the Lukashenko government's escalating violence and repression, including its reckless forced diversion of a commercial Ryanair flight and the arrest of journalist Roman Pratasevich. Ethiopia is voting in the greatest electoral test yet for Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. The election comes as war and logistical issues mean ballots won't be cast in more than 100 constituencies of the 547 across the country. The election is also the centerpiece of a reform drive by Abiy, whose rise to power in 2018 seemed to signal a break with decades of authoritarian rule and led him to winning a Nobel Peace Prize. Taiwan has welcomed the arrival of about 2.5 million doses of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine from the United States. It's a gesture that was met angrily by China. The doses arrived Sunday. They more than tripled an initial pledge of 750,000 doses made by the Biden administration to the self-governing island. This is VOA News.